I become wrapped up, almost distracted by my own memories. Sighs like shutter sounds for captured moments. Only all moments are either current or gone. Welcome. If you didn't hear episode 2, you may be a little turned around at some moments, but no worries. You may also just slide right inside my box. Episode 3. Follow me! Where did the high priestess, goddess person, how are we flying?
We are continuing your journey.
On the sexual revolution?
You'll always be on that journey. But we're off on your next journey.
Ooh, and what will that be? Journey to my ancestors? Journey to my mainlands? Have I told you about the native land my mother
This
grew up-
journey will be different. For one, you're not gonna keep interrupting me.
Oh, you're gonna lead me?
No. And bless whomever is. Let's just listen to this on our way.
Sorry, I know it's not like me to cry. I'm sorry, I know it's not like me to lie, but I'm trapped in a closet of suits. Yes, I'm trapped in a hetero love. Okay, but where are we?
I said no interrupting me or the music. Listen.
It can be so easy for some to show their skin. I can feel so queasy. Who are you seeing and where do they sleep? With whom do your answers lie? What do you see?
Now, two naked bodies lie here, both sure of their mutual success and goals, and aware of their intention the whole time. Now, two bodies, naked, lie next to each other, and one rests gently in the arms of the other, as poetry is read, and new invisible lines are tangled. Both just two bodies that will soon no longer be naked, that may soon no longer be next to each other, creating tangles.
I know it's not like me to lie, but I'm trapped in a closet of suits. Yes, I'm trapped in a hetero loop of love. Thanks for the ride, kind of friendly bird. A beach. This is exactly where I need to be on my journey. What is this journey again? I don't think the bird actually told me.
She thought silent, rough thoughts. She softly bit her tongue. She squeezed, she released, she squeezed. Then she set it all aside. Walk, walk, step, heel, toe, roll, heel, toe, roll, walk, walk, walk. She heard. She couldn't unhear. So she thought. Silent, rough thoughts.
Hey there, Jay.
Oh, hey there, talking turtle.
I'm here for the beginning of your journey.
Oh, what's the journey?
Journey is not a race. Let's take a stroll. Like slow and steady. Okay, Jay? Okay, slow and steady. Like an epiphany.
An epiphany. A transition moment from the unclear to the possible. Epiphanies don't guarantee success. Actually, an epiphany promises nothing but new clarity. I get a glimpse into you. Epiphany, you are of nature. Your speech can lull me to sleep. An epiphany, there is something here with you. Epiphany, you mirror me. I mirror you. I long for an epiphany. Feed me more clarity. I have time to digest. Feed me. I haven't eaten enough. I value your nutrients. I feed back your wants and needs. Epi, the center of. Find the center of me. Phini, not to be mistaken for, but similar. Like cousins who could be twins. Tell me you want me just as much as I want you. Epiphany.
My journey with coming into my pronouns started with holding a friend of mine and their experience with coming into their pronouns. And, you know, learning how to rethink about how I saw them and how I interacted with them. And it was definitely challenging and really humbling to learn all the ways in which, you know, we're inculcated to think a certain way. But when you love someone, you learn to make changes. And so it was a constant, like, having mistakes with pronouns and correcting myself and learning how to not have shame with that, but also accountability with myself. And so I think, like, accountability really made me start to question, like, my own experience with my gender. And I was actually going through a really deep depression at the time as well. And so when I was questioning if I was a woman, and if I wanted, if like she, her pronouns resonated with me, and I will say you can, you know, use she, her pronouns and not be a woman, but that's a different topic.
Oh yeah, that feels like a topic that maybe I'll talk a little bit about, I don't know, or think about next week. I don't know. Nice. So we're just going to have like a kiki on the beach and people are going to come and you'll meet many bright beach buddies along our journey. Oh, nice. So it's a journey of self-discovery. Aren't all journeys about self-discovery?
I don't know. That last journey was like kind of...
What if you look at the journey like a mountain? There will be some highs and some lows, but it can be beautiful, majestic, and...
I go back and forth. There's ways in which being in academia allowed me to say these are my pronouns and this is what you're going to call me. And because everyone's like, you know, liberal arts universities, humanities, women and gender studies, theater, we're going to try to, you know, respect these and say those things. And then like different nonprofit situation, it's really easy, you know, in those spaces for people to be like, okay, sure, whatever. We understand gender. And I think it's a completely different relationship in like real life with regular people who are not, who don't have access or care about any of those things. I'll be places, don't call me ma'am, don't call me miss. Like, and sometimes I'm a little bit more about it, sometimes I'm not.
I mean, same. I just this year started asking my colleagues to use my they, them pronouns. And just edited my like email signature to really read and express that I didn't want you to be treating me like that or reading me like that.
I think I've always been like uncomfortable with certain things and how folks read me. more about like what people put into to certain words, less about how what I put into them. My friends are like, can we say girl? And I'm like, if you're queer, not gay, if you're queer, you can say girl, because I understand that when you say girl, like there's like a gender nonconformity, there's like openness and gender expansions. But like when my straight, my black heterosexual friends be like, girl, you mean it, like it's different. And I don't want that.
Word, same. I feel you. So, what of it, Talking Turtle?
I'll present you with a riddle. What's the most professional, personal, and preference-based ICP?
You lost me with ICP.
Have you met my friend, Unni?
Unni?
They go by Bunny in some circles.
And Honey in others. Unni makes it easier to move. Okay.
Unni is gonna give you a brief.
Quick.
Give you a quick report.
Ooh, I love public service. No distractions. I am on a schedule. So, let's get you UTD on the ICP. Identity, the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. This is both a choice and something that lives within a person or thing the whole time. Just because you don't know if it's a rock or a crystal doesn't mean the rock or crystal doesn't know what it is deep down inside. With a little inspection, C class, like senior, junior, freshman, etc. You get that right. Then there's P for places. Those are your run-of-the-mill places like states, infamous tree houses, and the name of that restaurant. These are your ICPs. Some people even say things, but including that in this example would make this a little messy. Okay. Dope.
Are you following?
Yeah, kind of. Can we? I'll be back when the J is ready.
Thanks, Unni. Wanna leave us with your newest beat?
New beat?
Yeah. Unni, the honey, bunny, beats.
Check this out. I would never say this, but I need you to need me. I need you to be prepared to do whatever it takes. Even pretend you're stronger. Be comfortable loving me longer. And listen to my hunger. I would never say this, but I need you to need me. I need you to be prepared to do whatever it takes. Even pretend you're stronger. Be comfortable loving me longer. And listen to my hunger. I would never say this. I would never say this. I need you to need me. Hey, yes, Unni. I would not have expected that.
Out of Unni, expect the unexpected. There is Scorpio.
Oh, my rising is Scorpio. I feel that suddenly, so relatable.
Good. May I ask you a question? I probably should have asked you when I first met you. Actually, let's hear from Alex on their journey.
whenever I start talking about my pronouns, I have to mention my twin sibling. My twin is also genderqueer, and their name is Ash, and they have more traditional trans experience. At a very young age, they began really experiencing severe dysphoria and some body dysmorphia. And also, as time went on, they started experiencing some dissociation as well. You know, I was really dedicated in being a protective base for them, being an advocate or being a supporter or an ally in any way that I could. So I had my twins' experience of needing desperately people to see them, and not sure really how to relate myself to that, because twins really feel sometimes like the mirrors of one another. And I was mirrored to this person who was experiencing this gender chaos. And then I also was dealing with my own issues inside of myself, dealing with weight issues at a very young age. So I think all these three things coalesced into one big turning point. And I was able to really take a step back and look at them all together. And instead of these three big tense things that were always in tension with one another, I was able to really look at them and flatten them out and see how they fit and which pieces fit where, and figure out my own personal feelings of shortcoming, of not being the perfect woman. Maybe that's because I'm not a woman at all, right? And take a step back away from that and go, okay, well, wait a second. If I'm not that, then what am I? And the other option that was there for me was the identity of non-binary, the umbrella of non-binary, I will say.
I think we should just like normalize asking everyone's pronouns.
I like that question because it's not one as a cisgender straight woman I'm used to having to answer. And so my journey is, it's who I am. And recently, maybe a couple of years ago, learned about pronouns and then started work on educating others on pronouns.
I feel like I shouldn't be the only one uncomfortable in situations. Like sometimes I'm gonna put that discomfort onto you, and I'm going to push back.
Yeah, so she, her, hers, and cisgender, straight.
I mean, I hear you like constantly coming out, but I also like, I do like the language of like letting folks in, because there's a point where I can just do whatever I want. When I tell my parents things, or when I tell people things, there's a way in which I'm like inviting them into my world that they don't actually have to have access to. The conversation we have is more like, this is my world. This is what I teach about. This is what I like read about. This is what I live. And like just inviting those connections more than anything.
So is this the slow and steady? What is your identity, Jay? How do you identify? I fight to define constantly. I am always identifying myself in every room I walk in every conversation I speak in, even if my tongue doesn't utter, I identify. You identify me as black. I identify as black. You identify me as some kind of queer hip youngster. I am flattered by your compliments. Seeing me as queer is a new step. I used to have to fight to identify as queer. I doubt I'm hip, and I'm as young as my joints on a good day. I fight to define myself, but usually against the image you project on me, on words. I can't be a woman if you think a woman is meek. If you think that she makes me unable to do things that he has offered, then she is not right for me. She is not my identity. And he, not in the way that society still forces toxicity. I am a them. One day, though, my mother asked, does that mean there are more than one of you? And I hunger to say, in my head, yes. Many of me live and thrive and control gears and argue over moves. But no, not in the way you imagine. Not in the way you project. I identify as queer, black, non-conforming, non-binary, and working to be free. Thank you.
So is this my journey of identity?
No. Well, a portion. Today, we stopped by pronouns.
Why are my pronouns so important?
Oh, that Jay is ready. Jay uses they, them pronouns.
Great. I've been using they as a neutral, but now I'm just trying to use people's names. That's my way of making sure I don't misgender anybody, or mispronoun anybody, or get a misdemeanor. You feel me? Oh yes, I like that. I wouldn't want that either. Exactly. So, pronouns are so important because they're part of someone's ICP. We use ICP because sometimes pronouns can depend on how someone identifies in that particular place and time. For example, when I was a freshman in high school, I identified as a bisexual girl. When I was a sophomore in college, I identified as a lesbian woman. Now, I'm a unny, a shifty being full of knowledge. If you were to use any of those old identifiers, you'd be wrong. And for some people, that kind of mistake can cause harmful consequences. But no buts. I can't think of a single reason why you wouldn't call someone by a name and pronoun they've asked you to. The but was to say, but when you make a mistake, when it's an honest mistake, apologize, correct yourself, and move on with the conversation. You right. Let's just say ask, or find a way to affirm their correct pronouns in a natural way within the conversation.
What beautiful progress we've made today.
I do feel like I already knew my pronouns going into this.
Not all paths are about going the distance.
Or are all journeys about getting to the end? Okay, I see what's going on here. Well, before I move on my journey, I'm gonna go into the ocean.
I followed the path to the point where all the paths meet. The foundation was more slippery than expected. This eats at the available space in my brain. You do. In ways I don't always love or like or want. The forest is not the ocean. The river is not an ocean. And the ocean knows all my secrets. So at this point, where the paths meet, I've got no time to make a decision. And retreat is not usually my angle, but also to try and fail is allowed. You are not perfect. You are allowed to fail. You are allowed to breathe.
It's hard, almost too stressful to get my family to use my correct pronouns. I, not sure enough I'm strong enough to enlist in that battle. And I think sometimes that makes me a hypocrite. But it's different. Yes, I expect your white family to use my correct pronouns. I expect you to do your best to see me. And no, you can't correct my mother for me. I guess I'm still growing on this pronoun journey. Confident, sure, or not. Yes, now you have other journeys to go on. I want you to remember that listening to other stories will always fill out your story. Having that ability to listen with someone, actively listening and speaking with others, that's the real perspective. That's where the real growth shows up. Ashe. That was episode 3 of Inside My Box, created, curated, facilitated by Janelle Lawrence, me. This episode features music, poetry, and performances by me, and interviews of Alex, TJ, Goddess, and Deneen. You can learn more about them on the website and in the episode breakdown. Sound and story design by Janelle Lawrence. Please like, subscribe, and follow Inside My Box podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, iTunes, and Anchor. And I'll see you next week.